Now, in studio, two local servant leaders, business owners, and family men committed to empowering San Diego to rise up. Your hosts, Jared Kelly and James Carmody.
Holy smoke, James. We are rocking today. And not are we just rocking, but the earth is
moving
and shaking, too.
Happy Friday, folks. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Look forward to having you with us here for the next hour. Did you feel the earthquake?
Yeah, I did. And I not only felt it, but, you know, animals have that sixth, seventh, I don't know how many senses they have.
Seventh.
I had a dog that she let us know. Female dog, she let us know what was going on and kept us up from that. I think she even knew before it happened. She could feel
something was awry,
and then our house rattled like it was gonna fall down, and it didn't, but I was up for about a half hour in the middle of the night.
Oh gosh. And did the baby wake up?
Nope.
Oh, thank God.
Slept through it. Duncan didn't care. He was fast asleep, and he actually slept in till 6 o'clock.
Record breaker.
So yeah, broke a record today, and man, it is fun just enjoying family, being a part of that, and in San Diego. Great week.
Yeah, awesome week, unbelievable week. We're setting records. We're about to have another record month at Synergy One Lending, which is exciting. You know, everyone's working their butts off. We're a little short-staffed, so we're going through some growing pains, which is fun. We're in June, which is great, and we got a lot going on here in San Diego. We got a lot going on in sports. We got the NBA finals going on. We got the NHL finals going on.
And James, I talk about NASCAR a lot, so I'm going to have you guess.
I'm sorry, folks.
Where I'm going to be tomorrow at Oceanside Pier.
Country Fest. See, now it sounds fun. NASCAR. I don't know.
I'm going to guess there's a couple.
My jury's still out. I'm still waiting for my invite over to your house to, you know, drink Coors Light and eat hamburgers and watch NASCAR, watch cars go around a track for 4 hours.
I will make sure you're on the list. I just can't stop working. I'm really enjoying this busy season in real estate. So with that said, we are very busy as business owners, and I think it's important to kind of step back and pause and slow down a little bit. And I'm very excited to dig into that with Matt Rinke and what he's doing with just being a part of the community here in San Diego. So with that said, you're president and you're a wealth advisor, but you're part of San Diego. So, Matt, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Love being here. Love San Diego. Minnesota boy originally, but this is home.
Hear that accent a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, folks, for those of you that are listening, you know, you're in for a real treat. Matt is a great guy, business owner, leader, family man, married, couple kids, and we're excited to have him with us here and share his insight.
Stay tuned. We're going to learn and hear about how he is on a finance chair and a board for EO Accelerator. What is EO Accelerator, James? We're going to learn about that.
Entrepreneurs, man. San Diego is number two behind Silicon Valley in the world right now for entrepreneurism.
And we've defined what that is. Stay tuned. We're going to be back talking with the one and only Matt Rinke.
Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey, Craig Sewing here, consumer activist. You hear me every day at 6 p.m. on KCBQ. My goal is to help you win in any marketplace. One of the things that applies to every single person that listens to our show and that's listening right now, you have a credit score, and more likely than not, it has inaccuracies on it. Nobody seems to understand how these things work. Here's what I can tell you. I have a credit expert that's a partner in the show named Aran Sinai. I call him the credit magician. If you've ever had any issues with your credit, you want to get your scores up, maybe a foreclosure, bankruptcy, or maybe just a collection. You know, the city of San Diego can send parking tickets to collections. Crazy. Well, bad credit's a choice. Reach out to Aran Sinai. How do you do that? You go to our website, AmericanDreamElite.com. AmericanDreamElite.com. Hit me up on the contact form. I'll connect you with Aran. AmericanDreamElite.com. If you've ever had any credit issues whatsoever, AmericanDreamElite.com. Hey, Craig Sewing, host of the Craig Sewing Show, where I am committed to helping you win in any marketplace. We talk so much about politics and the financial markets and real estate, really important stuff. Much of it you can't control. Well, I want to give you a piece of advice today on something you can control. What if I told you I could help you make more money without earning another dime? I know it sounds crazy, but the reality is it's through your tax plan. So many people rely on CPAs to do their taxes for you. At the end of the year, you're going to see if you're getting money back or if you owe money, and you call that a tax plan. That is not a tax plan. That's just shuffling papers and seeing what happens. I got to introduce you to our good friend with Jennings Financial Group, Douglas Jennings. Doug Jennings can help you reduce your tax liability, do it legally, ethically, and get you well on your way. This is something that you can control. You can do it today. I highly encourage you, visit him online, JenningsFinancialSD.com. JenningsFinancialSD.com. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. Visit Doug online today, JenningsFinancialSD.com. Hey, Craig Sewing here. There's no shortage of commercials out there, whether it's TV, radio, even social media. And heck, I even saw an infomercial for solar. You see it everywhere these days. Well, it's because solar is important. It can reduce your electric bill. It's good for the planet. And it's just a great thing to do with your home. It can add value to it. However, there is so much misinformation. Just because somebody is out there advertising does not make them a reliable source. I want to introduce you to my good friends with Baker Electric Solar. The owner, Mike Tirico, I've got to know him really well. This is the only company that I would recommend for you to reduce your electric bill through solar energy. Such a smart move. It's time to do it. Here's how you reach out to them. BakerElectricSolar.com. BakerElectricSolar.com. They will talk to you for free. They'll give you an assessment, and they will help you reduce that electric bill. And again, this is the only group that I trust. BakerElectricSolar.com.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170. The Answer. Quick in my mind.
Took me all night long.
James can't have that much fun. I am just kidding. Welcome back. This is Rise Up Radio, SDRiseUp.com. And as promised, we have Matt Rinke. He is a wealth advisor, but more than that, Matt, you are a family man. You're involved in San Diego, involved with nonprofits. Tell us about what you're up to.
Yeah, I mean, this past week, it was just part of a big group that's really important to me. It's called the EO Accelerator, and I'm on the board. We just had our annual planning retreat, and the Accelerator program is tremendous. It's kind of like a hidden gem, but basically it is a community of peers, and the organization is designed to help entrepreneurs and help business owners who really want to grow and make an impact in their community and grow past a million in sales, and they do that through, you know, shared experiences, learning, tools, strategies, and there's really nothing of its kind out here in San Diego. And it's just an amazing organization, and just putting the touches on what 2016, 2017 is going to unfold for all of the accelerators.
Planning and accelerating. Maybe we should let's just define that.
Right.
For
let's
a
unpack
second.
That for a second, because you know, some a common person, common folk like myself.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Well,
yeah.
Basically, the business owners, the entrepreneurs are part of this group. They typically have growing businesses, but the idea is, hey, how do we grow? How do we become more? How are we able to give more? And so as a group, we're sharing experiences. We're having learning days. We're meeting on a monthly basis. And so if anybody, any business owners out there that want a community of like-minded people, that want to grow, that want to be able to learn and find a way to get out of their shell as just doing the business on their own, like, how do they take it to that next level? What do they need to do? And so the Accelerator program was really designed to help people do that.
All right. Matt's a smart guy. I would love to get to just sit in a room and get to have input from people like him, like yourself, right? And I think that we all can provide value, and we don't have the same experiences. And I think that's probably what comes up a lot is experiential learning of like, hey, we're in San Diego. You've probably experienced something like this before. What happened?
Exactly. And I mean, I'm in the finance industry. We have people in digital marketing. There's people in real estate. There's people in, it's just a whole host of industries. And we're learning through each other. And I learn so much more from people who are in the most random industries that don't relate to even what I do. But it's like, I'm picking up some nuggets and things that I can implement in my personal life, in my business life, that have just been invaluable to me and developing amazing relationships along the way.
So, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you guys have put in together this advisory board, this collective group, you know, I mean, the 12 apostles, if you will,
mm-hmm.
that each bring a different expertise or talent to the table.
Correct.
And although you may not speak directly to that industry, you bring your experiences, you know, your past life experiences personally and professionally to that and have that kind of scope to talk to it.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. And so each group, you know, there's probably currently 30 members or thereabouts and growing. Okay. And each group is six or seven people. They meet once a month, really drill down for 3 hours and, you know, sharing things all in a confidential manner. But in a way that can help support each other or get people out of, you know, some dark times where they things might not have gone well. But how do they help, you know, bring perspective or share that experience to say, have you thought about doing something this way? And then there's a business owner who has a pretty well-established business that's helping moderate and guide the group of these business owners that might not be at that next level yet, but help facilitate that conversation and even share their own experiences. So it's pretty powerful.
Love the model, love the give back, and just in the model itself. And I think that's important to be a collaborator. Can someone help me with the word?
Collaborator?
Collaborator. I'm from Indiana, and I can't say that word.
Collaborator.
Collaborator.
There you go. Is that good? Okay. Yeah, that's great. It's kind of like NASCAR.
Collaborator. And I think that's really important to do, but I'm stuck on the word accelerator. What does that mean?
Yeah, accelerator is just, I would say, speeding something up. You know, we just want to help people who want to get somewhere faster. And the program is designed for business owners that have, you know, at least $250,000 of revenue, but want to get to that $1 million mark so they can, you know, like I said, be able to create more jobs, be able to provide their value to other business owners, other community members. And so it's like, with these tools and strategies, how do we scale? How do we make things go faster for somebody to get to where they want to go?
How to shorten the ramp up time.
Yeah.
How to
speed up the process.
Right. How to go from catching one fish to catching hundreds of fish.
Yeah.
I'm assuming just from the people involved in those, it's probably still pretty organic. It's not, we're going to pump money into this thing. Maybe sometimes it is, but I have found when I've tried to get out of my lane or not necessarily be or in organic growth, sometimes you have to grow beyond what you're even comfortable with, and you have to step back a little bit. And sometimes that's not as useful. So I assume that a lot of this is, hey, let's make a plan, not just let's accelerate this thing out the roof and we're going to sell this company in 2 years.
Oh yeah, no, not at all. Some people might have some big visions, but it's, you know, in my own group, you know, just seeing peers of mine go from 500,000 to a million in a year just by sharpening the focus, you know, knowing what the priorities are, you know, eliminating some of the distractions or things holding them down, and you know, just making adjustments along the way. So it's not, oh, we need to just raise a ton of money and try and grow our business as fast. It's just like, how do we apply certain principles that no one taught business? You know, it's not really being taught. Even in college, it's so much different than the real mean streets of San Diego business. Like, it's how do we do things in the real business world?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I went to great business school. Back east, I'll toot the alma mater horn at Fairfield University in Fairfield, Connecticut, the Dolan School of Business. But your business curriculum is accounting, management, finance, IT, marketing, none of which cover starting a business on a shoestring budget and growing it and getting revenue.
Dealing with people.
Yeah. And dealing with staff and dealing with pitfalls.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And even if you know the accounting, how do you actually manage it? You know, how do you manage the cash? How do you manage your capital? How do you execute your business plan?
Like, so let's bring this home for our listeners. You know, so I'm you know, in my car, I'm at home listening to this right now, and I'm thinking about starting a business, or maybe I have a small business. You know, how do they get involved? What does it kind of look like?
Yeah, basically, I mean, there's going to be the accelerator program. You'll have an interview, you know, with the board. There'll be an application process. And if it's a good fit, like, there's a commitment involved. I mean, we want other people who are like-minded who are going to be willing to share and will show up for these meetings, because if it's not, it doesn't really work. So a little interview process, nothing so exorbitant.
Well, you want to make sure if you're going to invest your time and money in people that they're serious.
Exactly.
And that they have a shot of actually growing.
Exactly. And then beyond that, it's, you know, make a commitment and then eventually they'll be enrolled in a group and start giving, start receiving. And you can look it up online, EO Accelerator. Just Google EO Accelerator.
EO Accelerator.
Yeah. We'll put stuff on our website, sdriseup.com. And Matt, one of the big things that I love in this part too is taking a step back and just understanding, hey, we're in an information age. We're in a time where information and things are just changing so fast that one of my discussions that I had with my leadership team just last week was, what's our avatar? What is the main person that we want to have work at this company? And are we really being focused on that? And I think that just by sitting down and stepping back and doing that, I'm sure that you're doing many, many, many light years beyond just say, what's your target salesperson, or what's your staff look like, or what's your target even customer look like? Because if you're shooting in the dark, you can't be everything to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like you said, narrowing the path down so that you can actually grow and accelerate it, I think, is a great template and a great model.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I mean, you got to understand the company or the culture that you want to build and the people that you want to be working with, and understanding the personas of who your clients are, who you're going to speak to, you know, whether you're working with military members, there's different needs that they have. And so how do you craft your conversations? What do you say to them that might be different than what do you say to a baby boomer that's retiring and downsizing? And so it helps bring to light things that business owners probably aren't thinking about, that need to be thinking about, that can really just help. And the reason why I think we're even talking about business is I believe the American dream is really business ownership. You know, it creates the freedom to live the life on your terms, you know, work with the people you want to be working with, and eventually afford the house that you want to live in. And so it creates those opportunities that,
Yeah, I mean, you brought that up off air earlier. I agree with you there. You know, the American dream, yes, I believe it is homeownership, right? And that's kind of what it's been for the last several decades, kind of post-World War. But one way to really create wealth and freedom in this country is to start and develop and grow your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing about living in the best country in the world is you have the freedom to do that.
Yeah.
Yep. And Matt, I just want to, again, bring up what you're doing in the community. You actually have coined a word, or, you know, just thinking about having an abundant mindset. And one of the big things that I think that you are good at doing is creating momentum. Mm. And keeping that rolling. So we enjoy having you on this show. We enjoy the wealth of knowledge that you have. And if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, I want to get involved, I want to help accelerate what I'm doing as an entrepreneur, reach out to us, sdriseup.com. There's a button on there that says, I will rise up. We'll contact you with Matt. You guys can contact, and would love to just, Matt, I feel like you should be writing some editorials or doing something, because you're a smart
guy. You got a blog going or anything else?
Yeah, on occasion. Probably could spend more time doing it, but that's like, you know, being a business owner.
Share the wealth.
I got to prioritize. Yeah. I love having this platform for you, even inviting me here. It's an honor. So thank you.
Matt, thanks for your time. And again, if you're listening to this, you are a leader. You're an entrepreneur. You can build from that. Don't let that hold you back. And there's people in San Diego that are willing to help you grow and understand and put you in a direction to really have success and not keep falling on your face. Not that I don't think it's important to fall on your face sometimes as an entrepreneur, because
you got to fail forward.
We can learn from those things. But James, I want to leave a couple cliffhangers on stuff that we have coming up. Prom? Anyone ever heard of that or stressed out about prom? Would you like a redo on prom?
A redo on prom.
We're going to talk about that.
That'd be an interesting question there. Yeah, folks, you want a redo on your prom?
We're going to talk about that.
You're sitting next to your prom date.
Stay tuned. This is Rise Up Radio. Let's do a redo on prom.
AM 1170 The Answer and AM AM 1170, theanswer.com.
Hey, San Diego, Craig Sewing here. Look, one of the things that nobody likes to hear is that they got bugs in their home. Almost all California homes have some sort of bug or termite problem. It's not a cool thing to have bugs running around your house, so I'm going to help you get rid of them. I want you to connect with Lloyd's Pest Control. These are our good friends of the Craig Sewing Show. They can help you. They've been in business putting bugs out of business since 1931. They'll do a free inspection for you. If you want to get your biggest investment checked out, make sure there's not bugs or termites, go to LloydPest.com. That's LloydPest.com and get a free inspection of your real estate today.
Hi, this is AJ Gupta from the Gupta Legal Center. You've probably seen us on the American Dream TV show and the Craig Sewing radio show. We're honored to be featured as the exclusive real estate attorney and honored to be trusted by Craig and all of his top producing realtors. Our office was also featured as a super lawyer representing California's top 5% of attorneys. You may not know whether you need an attorney or not. My suggestion is you kind of have an idea whether there's a problem or a question. So I suggest if you don't know whether you need an attorney or not, give us a call. We're happy to pick up the phone, give you a call back, figure out what it is that you need to have addressed. If we can't or don't know the issue, then we can definitely point you in the right direction. Our phone number is 619-866-3444. That's 619-866-3444, and that's GuptaLC.com. GuptaLC.com.
Hey, Craig Sewing here. There's no shortage of commercials out there, whether it's TV, radio, even social media. Heck, I even saw an infomercial for solar. You see it everywhere these days. Well, it's because solar is important. It can reduce your electric bill. It's good for the planet. And it's just a great thing to do with your home. It can add value to it. However, there is so much misinformation. Just because somebody is out there advertising does not make them a reliable source. I want to introduce you to my good friends with Baker Electric Solar. The owner, Mike Tirico, I've got to know him really well. This is the only company that I would recommend for you to reduce your electric bill through solar energy. Such a smart move. It's time to do it. Here's how you reach out to them. BakerElectricSolar.com. BakerElectricSolar.com. They will talk to you for free. They'll give you an assessment, and they will help you reduce that electric bill. And again, this is the only group that I trust. BakerElectricSolar.com.
This is AM 1170. The Answer.
I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember dancing to this music at my prom, James.
Nor do I, but we both know what was going on when it came on.
All right, so the cliffhanger was, if you could redo your prom, what would that look like? And this is Rise Up Radio, SDRiseUp.com, and we have some very special guests. I want to welcome to the show Rob and Cheryl Shields. Welcome to Rise Up Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us. This is great.
And you guys love prom so much, you wanted to do it as adults.
We wanted to do it as adults again and again every year.
Hey, neighbors coming over, we're going to relive the prom.
Yes.
I want to do it every weekend.
So let's understand what a night to remember prom is. So anyone that doesn't know what it is, let's dig into that a little bit. What is a night to remember and how did this happen?
All right. So a night to remember prom is a prom for students with special needs between the ages of 15 and 22. And it's a night of love, honor, and celebrating these students. And we wanted to make sure not only do we love, honor, and celebrate, but we integrate them. So a night to remember prom is 850 students from over 70 schools throughout San Diego County, 425 students with special needs partnered up one-on-one with 425 mainstream students as their one-on-one host for the night.
How cool is that?
Incredible. And I would rather do prom that way than this. I'm a farm boy from Indiana. We've been talking about how I like NASCAR on this show. And I don't know what to do at prom. I know how to fish.
I'm just picturing Footloose, you guys having your prom in a barn.
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, the cool thing about our prom is that there's nothing awkward about it because everyone is coming, for the most part, having not met their date or their host for the night. And it is a night of partying with no hesitation or reluctance of embarrassing yourself. It is just an all-out party.
So tell us how this actually began. The community is instrumental in the success of this event. So how did it start?
So back in probably 2010, we were back in Rockford, Illinois, and we were sitting in a church service where they showed a little video clip of an event that they held at the church called A Night to Remember. And it was more of a banquet event, dinner for students with special needs. Rob and I looked at each other and we teared up and he's like, we got to bring this to San Diego. Let's make ours our own event. Let's make it a community-wide event and let's see what happens. And so within that year, we went into the schools and I just started inviting people to A Night to Remember prom. And we were expecting maybe 50 kids that first year. In 2011, we had over 300. By year two, we had 600 students. And then by 2013, we capped it at the 850. And that's where we've been ever since.
And every year it sells out quicker and quicker. In fact, this year with our host, the 450 mainstream or gen ed students, they sold out in 8 days. And so it's a very popular event in the schools now.
What I love about A Night to Remember prom is it's not just prom like you and I went to prom.
Yeah.
We created a whole prom night experience. And so what happens is weeks before prom, the students arrive and they get fitted for their dresses and their tuxedos. We rent tuxedos for every single boy that attends. So over $15,000 in tuxedo rentals. And we give away over 250 prom dresses free to all the girls.
Which we collect year-round.
We collect those year-round and then we give them away. The night of prom, once they check in and they get paired up with their partner, they then go through stations. Their first station is hair and makeup, where we have hair salon people coming and doing full makeovers. We have over 70 artists. Even the boys get a little gel on their hair. They get their makeup done. Then they go to the next station, which is flowers, and get their corsage and boutonniere. Then they head into jewelry, where they pick out and keep whatever jewelry they want forever, but they wear it for the night. Then they get crowned with their tiara. And then they go into photography, where we have a professional portrait taken of them, which is then printed, put into a picture frame, and sent home with them by the end of the night. Then all 850 students cycle through and go into the limo. And they get a limousine ride, which most of them have never been into a limousine before. We even have volunteer firefighters and people out there that are lifting them into the limo and making sure every student experiences that limo ride. When they step out of the limo, it is hands down the most magical part of the night, because there's an 850 or 250 foot red carpet with hundreds and hundreds of people cheering as paparazzi, asking them for autographs, letting them know that they are the rock stars of the night, and making that a magical walk into the dance.
And you should see some of the students strut down the red carpet. Some of them do it multiple times because it's so much fun.
I'm in. Like, I think so. Let's go through the profile of what the student looks like that is coming to this event, or it's buying the tickets.
Before we jump into that, I mean, I just, you know, if you're listening to us right now, just think about that for a second, right? You know, you just unpack the whole prom experience for these kids from start to finish. They come in a couple weeks in advance. They're getting their tux. They're getting their dress. They get to keep them. They come in, they get their makeup done, their hair, their jewelry. They get to keep the jewelry.
Right.
They have their picture done. They go for the limo ride. They come down the red carpet. I mean, you've thought of everything.
We have thought of everything, all the way down to once they walk into the dance, all the food is donated by Chick-fil-A. Everyone that is in the dance's chaperones is all special ed teachers from the school districts, and they are all wearing yellow glow stick necklaces, so in the crowded dance, they can be identified if any problem occurs. We also have a full medical staff that wears red glow stick, also easy to identify. We have a quiet room for all the students that are overstimulated, for them to get away for a little bit, which has TV monitors so they can watch the dance. And then we have another room, the parent viewing room, a 2,000-seat auditorium with a live video feed, so the parents can all sit and watch their kids at dance by still giving them that privacy and that rite of passage night that they longed for with their kid as their student. It's just absolutely a magical night start to finish, and it's all completely free.
Where do you
all
host it?
Put on. We have hosted it. Our venue is Eastlake Church down in Chula Vista. Mm-hmm. They give us the entire facility. And they also give us their parking team and their janitorial staff team. They've been a huge blessing to us. So
I just want to dig into, again, what is the profile of the student that's coming to this event?
So the profile of the student, we decided that we were not going to put a diagnosis or any kind of boundaries on what a special needs or just student with disabilities look like. So a lot of organizations may have an event for autistic children or students with Down syndrome. We just say, if you feel you have a special need, so we have very mildly autistic to we have severely, severely disabled students that have trach tubes and nurse aides and are quadriplegic that attend the event.
We have several dozen students that are wheelchair bound. And the cool thing about the event, as Cheryl mentioned, is it doesn't matter what your abilities are or disabilities or challenges. You get to experience every part of the event, including the ride in the limousine. So we lift you out of the chair so you get a ride. It's really cool.
And that's why I wanted to kind of dig into that, because they're probably not the ones that are getting asked to prom a bunch of times. And maybe that's for the popular crowd. And I would love to experience this type of prom, because I can only imagine those struts down the red carpet, the kids just living their dream and having fun. And it's not about the who's who or what's happening. It's about having fun.
Well, one of the cool things, which Cheryl mentioned, is the integration. And what we have seen after several years now is some of the students, our honored guests, are inviting their mainstream hosts as their date to prom. So they're doing the full promposal like you would see in high schools today. And conversely, we're seeing some of the hosts inviting their honored guests to prom. So
the following year.
So it's been really cool to see that there is a lot of asking to prom now within this community.
It's been amazing. And what also has been amazing is seeing, we knew that it would be a really incredible night for the students with special needs. Like, we knew that we could put on this really cool event. We didn't realize the ripple effect of, one, we then realized what a big night it was for the families, that their child was getting this honoring rite of passage among peers of students that were exactly their same age. And then beyond that, the student host, we thought, okay, are we going to be able to get enough students that are just mainstream, typical kids that are going to want to come and love, honor, and celebrate these kids? And to see that overwhelming population, and to have students now come back and say, I went into special ed in college because of the seed planted through a Night to Remember prom. I mean, it blows our mind. And then even just the ripple effect of the volunteers and the community businesses that have gotten involved that have now become a part of our family has been amazing.
One of the cool things about the night is it's not just the dance or the prom part of it, but each of these stations that Cheryl referred to, we've now got businesses saying, hey, we want to be part of the prom night experience. And not only do we want to make a donation and say sponsor the flowers, but we want to send our employees or our team or our staff to actually pin the flower on. So it's gone from just making a financial donation to making a personal commitment to being part of the prom, because once you see it, it really changes your life. It's a night that you can't expect to come to and not leave changed.
It's a night to remember prom.
It is a night to remember prom.
It's inspiring. I mean, love, honor, and celebrate these kids and these people. And you keep saying that. I mean, the ripple effect. I'm almost moved to tears here, sitting here listening to this story. The acknowledgement that these people get.
Yeah.
And it goes both ways, and the ripple effect is just tremendous.
It has become it's like Christmas every year. And so Rob and I do not have any affiliation with the special needs community. Mm-hmm. We are very proud parents of 13-year-old triplets.
Oh,
and,
boy.
Wow.
And when we started this event, you know, our kids were elementary age, and they have loved and became super close friends with all of these people. It has impacted our family more than I think that the impact to us has been even greater than those that we've impacted.
And I think that's a very important. Happiness and giving is contagious.
Yeah.
You can't stop from when it's done without a motive and for the right reason. People just are attracted to, you guys aren't even an organization, are you? I mean,
we are completely run by volunteers, including ourselves. Every penny that we raise goes directly to this prom event. I'm a stay-at-home mom that is just doing this out of our house. I mean, people, it's funny when they call and they're like, I want to do a Night to Remember prom. I'm like, I am sitting in my bedroom with my laptop. Like, we literally run this out of our house. There's red carpets in our garage and disco balls and all the rest.
The one assistance we do get is from the Arc of San Diego, which is a well-known and well-respected organization that serves the special needs community. And what they have done in the last several years is come alongside us and said, we will be your fiscal sponsor, which simply means when donations are made, they manage all of the money.
Right.
So what we do is we put it on our credit card, and when the prom is over, we submit receipts for everything we spent and bought and hired, and then they take the money we've raised and pay us back so that we don't have to touch any of the money, and they do all of the 501c3 tax donation forms.
Mark, Rob and Cheryl, thank you so much for sharing your story and for being a Rise Up hero. I really, truly feel like this is what being part of a community is about, just rising up. And we say a lot of times, it just starts with waving to your neighbor, and now you're rolling out the red carpet, and you guys are putting on a prom for people that are in the community that maybe some of them happen to have a disability, but I don't think that's even important important piece in all of this, but that everyone is getting to experience a fun night, and that part, they are getting to stand up and be in there, have that rite of passage. I think that's a great term. So thank you so much for what you guys are doing. Thank you for being a part of the community that we live in here in San Diego. And I look forward to celebrating this morning. There'll be tons of information on a Night to Remember prom on our website. When's the next one that's coming up?
The 2017 will be on April 28th. But we are having our upcoming charity golf tournament, which raises all the funds for our upcoming event, which will be on September 16th. So that's right around the corner. We're looking for business sponsors and golfers and all the rest of that. We'll be having a silent auction, and that will be our big fundraiser for the year.
And you can sign up for the golf tournament on the website,
which is www.anighttorememberprom.com.
Awesome. And all the information will be on our website, sdriseup.com. This is Rise Up Radio. Stay tuned.
Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
Hey, San Diego, Craig Sewing here. One of the things I know very well is real estate. Inman News nominated me for most influential in the space, and I launched a nationwide network built on the timely truths of our real estate market. Look, one of the many relationships you're going to encounter when buying a home or refinancing is who handles the money, also known as the escrow company. When it comes to hundreds of thousands of dollars, or maybe even millions of dollars in a real estate transaction, you can't just use anyone. I trust Oakwood Escrow. These guys and gals are the best in the business, offering trustworthy service. Whether you're a consumer or in the real estate business, nobody gets it done better than Oakwood Escrow. That's who I'd use, and you should too. Visit them at oakwoodescrow.com. That's oakwoodescrow.com.
Hey, Craig Sewing, host of the Craig Sewing Show, where I am committed to helping you win in any marketplace. We talk so much about politics and the financial markets and real estate, really important stuff. Much of it you can't control. Well, I want to give you a piece of advice today on something you can control. What if I told you I could help you make more money without earning another dime? I know it sounds crazy, but the reality is it's through your tax plan. So many people rely on CPAs to do their taxes for you. At the end of the year, you're going to see if you're getting money back or if you owe money, and you call that a tax plan. That is not a tax plan. That's just shuffling papers and seeing what happens. I got to introduce you to our good friend with Jennings Financial Group, Douglas Jennings. Doug Jennings can help you reduce your tax liability, do it legally, ethically, and get you well on your way. This is something that you can control. You can do it today. I highly encourage you, visit him online, JenningsFinancialSD.com. JenningsFinancialSD.com. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. Visit Doug online today, JenningsFinancialSD.com.
Your home should be a place that you love coming to. Hi, I'm Nikki Klug, interior designer, and there is nothing I enjoy more than helping San Diegans live in homes that they fall madly in love with. I've helped hundreds of homeowners experience a sense of luxury, rejuvenation, and inspiration in their everyday lives. If you need help creating a home that you love, please visit me online at NikkiKlugDesign.com or call me at 619-948-7173.
AM 1170. The Answer.
Welcome back. This is Rise Up Radio, SDRiseUp.com. And we are finishing this segment off with Mark Sellers. Wow, Mark, you are the Assistant Director of the County of San Diego's Aging and Independent Services. Thank you for coming on the show and just excited to hear the story and how you are involved in the community of San Diego.
Yes, thank you. Exciting to be here with you guys. You know, Aging and Independent Services, part of the Health and Human Services Agency of San Diego County. And that just creates tremendous opportunities for us to be involved in all aspects of life here in San Diego County. So it's great to offer a lot of things for aging individuals. We all are doing that, aren't we? As well as adults with disabilities, and just a pleasure to be serving.
And many of you don't know this, I get to hear these stories. My wife is actually a therapist for caregivers for people at end of life.
Tremendous.
So yes. She's part of a great organization here in San Diego that she is in this process every single day, and the stories that I get to hear of, hey, my life's changed a little bit since my husband has dementia, but we've really learned how to have fun together, and she's working to kind of reunite some of those sparks even through a time of aging and working through that. So I'm interested to hear some of maybe your stories, but also what are some needs in San Diego? Because I think this is a forgotten community a lot.
Right, right. And Aging and Independent Services is very concerned about getting a consistent message out to the community about how do we look at the fact that this country's greatest generation, as well as baby boomers, are in their 60s and moving ahead into the later parts of life, and there are tremendous needs around housing and transportation and services and ability to be linked and having a community that is sensitive to those needs and responsive and prepared not to take advantage of the vulnerabilities that are there. And so we're concerned about safety and having those kind of messages.
Yeah. And I mean, what your group or the county does is so amazing. And like we've talked about, is, you know, kind of can be an underserved segment of the population. What are some of the big things that you guys are working on right now to make a big impact in San Diego?
Right. Thank you. And there's, when we think about our lives as adults and the aging process, things can change dramatically, and they also can slowly occur. And so at AIS, Aging and Independent Services, we really want to focus in on supporting the thriving and activities of those at an age when we're ready to be vibrant and engaged and involved, and provide things around health promotion and this sustainability to be engaged in the community. So a lot of services there. Helping people with basic needs around nutrition, so providing meals and attending to those who are even not able to get out of their house and deliver those meals to them and have that social interaction and engagement, as well as that whole other end of the perspective or continuum of care where those vulnerabilities exist. So when issues of abuse arise, when we've got concerns about neglect or people being forgotten about, we want agencies and our own staff and programs to reach out and connect with these individuals, whether in licensed care or whether in their own home, wherever they're at, to reach that. So part of our big initiatives right now, and this is in total support with the Board of Supervisors, a couple of things. One is our Aging Summit that we offer every other year. And this year's theme is Age Well San Diego. And we really want to put a focus upon those aspects of aging that are big here in this community. How are we designing our communities? Are we providing the kind of housing and transportation that keeps all ages involved in the community? As well as, are we dealing with those real things, such as Alzheimer's disease? That's a huge impact on everyone. In fact, I was talking with each of your guests before coming in, and each of us have personal stories, just Absolutely. Like you do. And so we have a whole track in the Aging Summit to look at those issues. Got a very exciting lineup of speakers. We've got several Board of Supervisor Diane Jacob and Supervisor Greg Cox, as well as Mayor Falconer, is going to be there to welcome everybody. And an exciting development was our ability to connect with Dick Van Dyke and have him be our keynote speaker and hear from him about aging and his vibrancy. He just turned 90. He's still out there dancing. He's still out there loving and having fun in life. So
when is the Aging Summit? Where is it, and who participates?
Yes. So this is a free event happening this coming Wednesday at the Town and Country Convention Center. It'll be happening all day from 9 to 3. Registration will open at 8 o'clock. easy to register and get involved. We're actually over 2,000 people at this point registered to come this coming Wednesday. But we've got room for more. And so we want to invite all of your listeners to come out and be a part of this. Lots of a great lunch provided and be a part of those festivities. Now, we are going to also have the simulcast to a location in Escondido as well at the California Center for the Arts, Escondido. And so there'll be lots of activities up there as well.
And if you're just tuning in, I want to go back and say who the keynote speaker is, because I think that this is absolutely amazing. I know my grandparents would go crazy to get to hang out with Dick Van Dyke for a little while, and just the legacy that he's left and being part of community. Yes. I mean, being one of the first television shows that I think, I don't know anyone in that generation that didn't tune in.
Yes. I don't think I could remember a movie earlier than Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah. And so even for me, he just resonates well in my heart as a great guy. And he also has put out a new book called Keep Moving and Other Tips and Truths About Aging. And just a delightful book and read. It's got some great, wonderful, very frank, just clear messages about how do you keep moving, stay engaged, stay loving and involved in the community. So he's going to be wonderful to listen to.
And this is a big event happening next Wednesday, June 15th. We'll have information on our website, sdriseup.com. We'll have that on the very front page. So please, if you're aging, we're all aging, but if you're in a place where you're needing services, please reach out. If you're in a place where you understand that you need to keep moving, you want to be involved in the community, and your life is not over, because it's not.
No.
If you're listening to this, you are a vital part of San Diego. And this is a great event to stay connected and be a part of this aging community.
This is going to be a key event for us. We want to share with the community that through the Board of Supervisors, we have applied to be an age-friendly community through the World Health Organization and as sponsored by AARP here in the United States. And what that means for us is some planning in the community over the next few years and really engaging everyone into creating a community here in San Diego that sustains people across the ages. So we want people to hear about this. We want people to have a chance to prioritize with us, to plan with us, and be a part of making some differences for people.
And there's some specific areas that you are making those differences and plans. There are actually 8 focal areas that are mentioned, and I think these are very important and to be thinking about: the open spaces and buildings, transportation, respect and inclusion, housing, communication information, civil engagement, employment, community support and health services, and social participation. Mm-hmm. Those are all vital to life.
I think yes, and I don't know how you prioritize those 8 categories, but maybe as we look around at the diversity here in San Diego County, we can identify particular areas of focus in one area over another, but it's engaged in conversation. Think about transportation and what that means to us and our independence, our ability to hop in our car and go wherever we need to, get to the doctor, get to the theater, etc. But at some age, we may have a diminished ability to drive safely and to get there. But how do we stay engaged? What kind of transportation resources are there? Is there accessibility? Is there affordability? Can it get you to the places you want to be at?
I think that we as America's finest city need to continue to be thinking about that. And, you know, is there anything that initiatives that you can share around transportation that the county is working on?
Right. And this is such an important part of the Aging Summit that we actually have a whole series of sessions that will be offered around this. Key individuals who are involved in this area talking about this very issue of just being safe and driving smart. And so we've got Officer James Betancourt and Linda Hill from UCSD School of Medicine, who's going to talk to us about these issues. But we also want to engage a representative from Sandag here in San Diego and talk about the transportation resources that exist today, but also what is that gap that exists and where are their plans. So they're going to share a lot during this stage.
Right. What does it look like in 5 to 10 years from now?
Exactly. We don't think ahead that far. We're not going to get there. We've got 10,000 baby boomers aging into the 65 every single day for the next 15 years. That's a rapidly aging community, which is not just about San Diego or the United States. It is a worldwide phenomenon. And so every a country in the world is really addressing this issue.
And I love bringing this to light because I think there's a lot of other issues that get brought to light, like the graffiti on Coronado Island, the bike lanes that are being put on there, if anyone missed that meme. That sometimes we're so focused on bringing people up that we forget. And I really, really, really want to stress that it is so important to take care of our own, to understand that I lost my grandfather this year, and to just... if I could just have that time again with him to even hear his stories and to hear how, you know, I was born and lived quite a bit of my life before the internet, but before cars, before really work was easy, that we had to work with our hands. And I think it's very important not to neglect the wisdom and the ability for the baby boomer generation to still be a part of the community of San Diego and a part of the lives of everyone here.
Yes. So great to hear about your grandfather and what he meant to you in your life. And each of us have these kinds of stories, yes, so that their legacy, their vibrancy, carrying on their spirit and honoring and respecting them through things like opportunities to get on a bike lane and to walk in various parks and to have benches along the way so I can rest, but attentive to the needs that may change over time as we age, but staying engaged in the community in various ways and honoring their life and contributions in that way.
And absolutely. And I live in an area where I'm probably one of the younger people in Mount Helix and in La Mesa. And I live in the county. But every morning when I'm out walking, there's a lot of people that are twice my age and five times. I can't do the math. My son's 15 months old that are way older than them. Mm-hmm. But the ability just to interact multiple generations, four different generations that I get to see every morning walking is so beneficial and so helpful to me just experiencing that to go to work and say, man, this is worth something more than just going and making a paycheck and going home. So I encourage, if you're listening to this, simply just get out and walk and maybe say hi to your neighbor. So if you notice someone's aging, they probably are okay with you helping them out a little bit. And I would encourage you to reach out and see what services are available through the county and maybe you can volunteer with, and you certainly are looking for other opportunities and organizations to help with prioritizing the strategic plans of what are going to be coming down the pipe in those situations. So get involved. This is a part of the population that needs to have a voice and needs to just have friends sometimes, because you never know how they ended up where they did or where they're at. And I think that's likewise for everyone living in San Diego. This is a transient town, and a lot of people maybe have come and gone. And, you know, you never know if someone just needs their bushes trimmed. And we had the opportunity to do that in Santee. We found four elderly people, and we just went and trimmed their bushes as a company.
Nice.
And I think that it was so fun to see the impact that that had on our employees. And like you were saying, there's a lot of people that just want to get involved and don't know how or don't understand what they can do. So thank you. Again, I just want to remind the audience that we do have you have the event coming up on June 15th. Town and Country. Dick Van Dyke, if you need to see the dancing man, he will be there. I imagine he's going to be bringing it. Information for that will be on our website. Mark, thank you so much for coming to the show and just sharing your story. And I encourage you as a San Diegan to rise up.